Good morning. Yes.
Now, this cane toad idea. Now, your people. I don't know what the response has been like for you, Pauline, but do you think that this is going to be something that the country, or if not Queensland, will take on?
I think Queenslanders who know the problem with cane toads, yes. And I was just doing my shopping the other day, and a woman said to me, she said, that was a great idea. And I'll tell you another thing a lot of people don't realise is that the cane toad collection happened in late 1970s. And it was not too far from you, really, around Ingham.
Mm. There you go.
They had a cane toad collection then, and it was for the Apex Club. And they paid 5 cents a cane toad. They sold them to the universities, and in turn, the money that they raised was near $15,000. And that money they then used, they got compensated by the federal and state governments, dollar for dollar, and they raised $40,000 on collection of 65,000 cane toads. They built the hall for the senior citizens units and they called it Toad Hall.
Seriously?
So there you go.
That's
that
awesome.
That was opened by the Minister of the time, the Member of Parliament of the time, Mr. Bonnet.
Well, I mean, Toad Hall, that's awesome.
They've done stuff like this over the course of God knows how many years. You know, you got your cans, you collect cans and bottles and everything else. Why not cane toads as well?
Well, I don't say issue because I don't like going in with a negative, but when I was thinking about this on the weekend, I thought, okay, cans, like when you've, you know, recycled cans, like they're everywhere. They really are. But cane toads, I was actively looking around my place on the weekend and I couldn't find one.
Well, why don't you just, because they come out at night, don't they? Why don't you just do the Pokemon Go, but at the same time get a little bit of cash in your pocket.
But to get the kids off the lounge, if the kids can
absolutely.
Because the older people are saying, you know, I've heard a couple of people say, you wouldn't get me out there collecting for 10 cents a cane toad doing that. But it can be a lot of fun with it as well. If you know, being having a contest with the rest of the family who catches the most cane toads. And they usually hide in the soil and dirt, which I've had them here. And when I've dug it up, you know, it's been sitting there for a while. You'll see these baby cane toads come out of it.
There you go. I've learned something new on this show. I'll have to try that. So what's next, though? How do we get this happen? Like, do you have to hit up the Prime Minister, or what's the response been like
I've written to the Prime Minister, so I'm waiting to hear back a response from him. But, we've got 200 million cane toads estimated in Australia, and they've already crossed the border into New South Wales, and that was 1978. They've crossed into Northern Territory in 1984, so they're heading south and north. Whether they've hit Canberra, I don't know, but I know there's a couple of...
I think some would say there's a few toads in Canberra. Some would say...
There's two legs there I'd like to get rid of.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter if the current Prime Minister hasn't got back to you anyway, Pauline. Give it 2 weeks. There'll be another one.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right. Look, I don't think it's a bad idea at all. It'd be interesting to see how far it does go. We'll put the details onto our website, triplem.com.au. Pauline Hanson, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.